The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Family Sanity with your host, Dr. Brian Stress. When you or a loved one are facing life's challenges, this hour could be your lifeline to understanding and improving your relationships. No matter your age, there is something here for you. Now, here is Dr. Brian Stress.
Welcome to Family Sanity, and I'm your host, Dr. Brian Stress, with special co-host Cynthia Kent. Cynthia, are you out there?
I'm here.
All right. Thanks for joining us today. On the show today, we'll also be Ted Regalia, who's a pharmacist, as well as Mark Mall, who's a counselor, as well as an expert within nutrition. Today's topic is on anxiety. If you have any questions or comments about anxiety or any other topic that is pertinent, please call our show today at 1-866-472-5792. That is 1-866-472-5792. Or if you have access to email or feel more comfortable utilizing email, please send your questions or comments to familysanity@drstressassociates.com. That's familysanity@drstressassociates.com. So today we're going to be talking about anxiety, which is something as humans we all experience. Anxiety is a normal and expected reaction to stress. Quite frankly, without anxiety, we probably wouldn't be here as a species. But anxiety can become quite problematic. It affects us physically as well as psychologically. It may actually assist us in performing our duties and responsibilities, or it may actually undermine our capacity to complete our goals. There's many types of anxiety disorders that are characterized by excessive rumination. That's basically thinking about stuff over and over again and not having the ability to get rid of those thoughts, worrying, a sense of uneasiness, sleep difficulties, apprehension, fear about the past, current, or future uncertainties based on real or imaginary events. Current research estimates that as many as 40 million adult Americans are negatively impacted by anxiety symptoms in any given year. Women are 60% more likely than men to experience anxiety symptoms, with 8% of teens also struggling with these symptoms. So today we're going to talk about anxiety and hopefully clear up some misconceptions and hopefully develop a better understanding of anxiety. So based on that, There are some general classifications or diagnosis related to anxiety. The first diagnosis is called generalized anxiety disorder, or known as GAD in the profession. Basically, what generalized anxiety disorder is that we, or the person experiencing the symptoms, anxiety is running their life. If they win $1 million, they're not going to be happy about winning $1 million. They're going to worry about how to spend it, who they can give it to, and things of that nature. So individuals with general anxiety disorder generally will take any situation and will turn into an overwhelming anxiety problem. There's phobias.